Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I actually think that it's a good thing when Christian leaders, whether they're Catholic or Protestant, part of preaching the gospel is talking about how the gospel applies to the issues of the day. So I've never been one of these people who say that you should never have, you know, Christian leadership not talking about politics, or frankly, political leaders not talking about their Christian faith.
So Vice President Vance was at a Turning Point USA TPSA event at University of Georgia yesterday, talking about the kind of bicker fest going on between the Pope and the president over the question of war, just war, which war, you know, immigration, all of this, you know, right? You know, the President Trump has been fairly vocal criticizing Leo in ways that I think are unrelated to the matter at hand. Leo has criticized the president and the war. And so yesterday, J.D. Vance was kind of addressing this. And his first point was, I don't have any problem with the clergy talking about politics. That's their job. That's the gospel applied. I mean, politics is the gospel applied if you're a Christian. You know, it's not, religion is not something you go do in your private life, and then it never has any bearing on public affairs. If you listen to this show for any period of time, you know that I believe that, certainly. I talk about faith all the time and how faith translates into dealing with people, dealing with politics, all of that stuff, of course. So he's saying it's perfectly fine for clergy to talk about this, which, right. In fact, it should be the norm. The problem is not the people who talk about religion as it applies to politics and do it, you know, incorrectly or inaccurately or with the wrong religion. I'm with JD on that. None of that bothers me. What bothers me is these nitwits who say you shouldn't talk about religion in the public sphere and that religious principles do not apply to public policy. Oh, no, you're the danger. Because, of course, it is. You know, religion is the foundation of morality, and morality is the foundation of politics. All politics is morality using force. That's all it is. You know, you cannot force somebody to be good. No, that's exactly what laws do. We have a long conversation we could have about that. You know, well, you can't make somebody be good. Yeah. Literally, that's what the law does. The law punishes you when you do immoral enough things, or rewards you when you do good things. It's not that it should always be that way, or that there shouldn't be some morality outside of law, but literally every law is based on a moral conception of the universe, and the way people form the morality is based on religion or their irreligion. But the fact that it's irreligion is also vital to understanding what their view of morality and therefore their view of politics is. So the people that want to separate religion from morality, or morality from politics, or religion from politics through the transitivity are just off their rocker. They do not understand the world, and yet these are things some people believe. Okay, back to J.D. Vance. Sorry, I went fast there. That's a lot. I could do an hour, but I only have a few minutes.
But I do think that we have to remember that, you know, each of us has our own role. I'm the Vice President of the United States. The fundamental way I understand my role is that I'm trying to take the lessons, the moral truths that are rooted in Christianity, and I'm trying to apply them to a whole host of complicated real-world scenarios. You know, thank you.
Amen. Exactly. Now, I don't know that you can say the same thing, you know, for Trump, but I know that's true for JD, or at least, I mean, it's nice to hear that that's true, and I know that's true for a lot of other people as well, that they're trying to live out their biblical-based faith, or in, you know, his case, his Catholic faith, which I'm not saying it's unbiblical, I'm just saying, you know, different nuances. But he's a Catholic, he's trying to put his faith in practice through politics and do the right thing for the American people through faith, right? That's the job. So the Pope...
So my job is to apply moral truth to try to do the best thing for the American people. That's my job, and that's the President of the United States' job, and of course, he's the person who leads our administration. The Pope's job is to preach the gospel, okay? And again, I think that sometimes in the context, like, it doesn't bother me, even when I disagree with him. And I have a lot of respect for the Pope. I like him. I admire him. I've gotten to know him a little bit. It doesn't bother me when he speaks on issues of the day, frankly, even when I disagree with how he's applying a particular principle.
Absolutely right. The real danger is the people who try to get us to believe we shouldn't talk about faith in matters of politics. So I could not agree more with J.D. Vance about this. You want clergy commenting through prayer, wisely and cautiously, not recklessly, and some people do it quite badly, but I'd rather have people doing it badly than doing it not at all. And I'd rather have people saying the wrong things than not saying religious things at all, because we can be discussing the right thing, which is, well, what does God say about that? What does the Bible say about that? What is the history of our tradition say about that? As opposed to these, again, fools who want to say, you just shouldn't talk about that stuff at all. What relevance is the Bible to what we're dealing with today? All the relevance, especially for us who are Christians. So J.D.'s view here is more religion, not less. And you say, well, when has that ever worked? I don't know. Martin Luther King Jr., you know, was a Baptist preacher. And he applied the principles of his religion to his protest against racial injustice in America. And so to have a lot of people on the other side sort of politically, great. That's the idea. More, not less. Okay, so he says, you know, I like the Pope. I like the Pope when he talks about this stuff, and I like the Pope when he talks about this stuff, even when he says it wrong. But, of course, Catholic clergy have been very critical of this administration.
The most obvious example is it has frustrated me that some of the Catholic clergy have attacked mercilessly the Trump administration on immigration. It is a constant idea that somehow everything that the Trump administration does when it comes to securing our borders is inhumane. And my constant response to that is, how is it humane to allow drug traffickers and sex traffickers to bring little kids across the southern border?
Amen.
How is that humane?
The arrogance and the misfire, it's not that there's a problem in talking about politics with religion. It's just make sure you get it right. Again, I completely agree. We'll come back to this in a second because he's about to dig into the issue of the Pope Leo's comments about the war in Iran. And I had read these comments, but reading them is not the same as hearing them said. And so I want you to hear them for yourself because I was really impressed with what J.D. Vance had to say about all this yesterday. John Pickens has Traffic on the Fives.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. Let's see here. If you're on Pine Forest Road and Wild Lake Boulevard, just right south of I-10, we're still dealing with the accident that's causing lane blockage in both the northbound and southbound lanes on Pine Forest. And if you're getting off I-10 at Pine Forest, just be aware that traffic is starting to back up there. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. So back to J.D. Vance talking yesterday at a TPUSA event at the University of Georgia where he was kind of responding to the question, do the Pope's comments about the administration, the Pope's criticism of the administration, the back and forth between Trump and Leo, does that bother you? Do you think that's a problem? And his answer is no. The Pope's job is to, you know, minister the gospel, and that includes applying it to things that are going on in the world. You know, we believe the gospel is a practical thing. And so we should care about that. Even if he's wrong, he likes the idea of the Pope or any other clergy talking about this because it invites the right kind of conversation, which is, what is the right answer for a person of faith given these traditions and these things? What should we be, not what should we believe about this without reference to our religious faith, but what should we believe about it with reference to it? And let's wrangle about that.
But again, I'd almost rather have the conversation. So I kind of like, even when there's disagreement, I like it when the Pope comments on questions of immigration. I like it when the Pope talks about abortion. I like it when the Pope talks about matters of war and peace, because I think that at the very least, it invites a conversation.
Absolutely. When the Pope says something, even if he's wrong, it provokes people to think about whether it's right or not and what it means. And so we have an opportunity to talk about, for example, just war theory.
So I think some people, you know, their reaction to this is to say, well, you know, he shouldn't have said that. And look, there are certainly things that the Pope has said in the last few months that I disagree with. Let me just take like one very concrete example, you know, related to this conflict in Iran. So the Pope said something where he said, and I'm gonna try to remember the exact quote, but he said that God is never on the side of those who wield the sword. God is never on the side of those who wield the sword. I'm pretty sure that he said that exact.
It's very close to that. Here's what he actually posted on X. God does not bless any conflict. Anyone who is a disciple of Christ, the Prince of Peace, is never on the side of those who once wielded the sword and today drop bombs. Military action will not create space for freedom or times of peace, which comes only from the patient promotion of coexistence and dialogue among peoples. So that, it wasn't a letter for letter quote, but it's a very close representation of what the Pope said.
Exact statement. Now, on the one hand, again, I like that the Pope is an advocate for peace. I think that's certainly one of his roles. On the other hand, How can you say that God is never on the side of those who wield the sword?
Right, and how can you say that warfare is never aimed at peace? That's the whole concept of just war theory, is that certain kinds and ways of doing war are aimed at peace and are therefore legitimate uses of force in order to accomplish that. So he's going to go on.
Was God on the side of the Americans who liberated France from the Nazis? Was God on the side of the Americans who liberated Holocaust camps and liberated those innocent people from, you know, those who had survived the Holocaust? I certainly think the answer is yes, and I agree. Jesus Christ certainly does not support genocide. Whoever yelled that out from the dark, he certainly does not. I think that's pretty easy. I think that's a pretty easy principle.
And the hecklers are yelling about genocide in Gaza, war in Gaza.
Okay, so. So here's a guy, let me just say this. This is a guy. No. First of all, random dude who's shouting, can I finish my point and then I'll respond to what you just shouted? Is that okay?
I love that J.D. Vance tells the crowd to not boo down the guy who's heckling him with a question that he actually does want to answer. I love all of that. That's, you know, I'll answer your question. Let me finish this thought. I'll come back to what you're saying in just a second.
So let me just finish this question on the Pope, and then I want to respond to what this guy said. So, number one, when the Pope says that God is never on the side of those who wield the sword, there is more than a thousand year tradition of just war theory. Okay. Now we can of course have disagreements about whether this or that conflict is just, but I think that it's important, in the same way that it's important for the Vice President of the United States to be careful when I talk about matters of public policy, I think it's very, very important for the Pope to be careful when he talks about matters of theology. And I think that one of these issues here is that there has been, is again, hey, random dude screaming, I told you I'd respond to your point. I just want to respond to this question first.
Random dude screaming would be like his Native American name. This guy won't shut up and won't listen, okay? But he's about to answer the question. But it's excellent. Yes, the Pope should be careful. The Pope should be prayerful, scriptural. He should not go out, color outside the lines. And, you know, which I think he definitely did on this tweet and some of his other comments about the never justification for war, which is mistaken. It's actually a weird extra mistake because when you think of Augustine as the primary architect, although he wasn't the only one, and there's, you know, older examples of people who predate him when it comes to just war theory. But Thomas Aquinas, clearly. But he's an Augustinian. The Pope is the first Augustinian Pope. I think he's the first one. So he knows this. He should know this. And, you know, okay, anyway. So it's a weird position for him to take.
But I think one of the issues here is that if you're going to opine on matters of theology, you've got to be careful. You've got to make sure it's anchored in the truth. And that's one of the things that I try to do. And it's certainly something I would expect from the clergy, whether they're Catholic or Protestant.
Right. Don't be afraid to say things, but try to be sure that what you're saying is right. And it's an extra duty for the Pope because of the popular misconception that everything the Pope says is infallible. That is not Catholic doctrine, but it is what a lot of people believe inside and outside the church. They do think that. And so because people perceive you as being infallible in everything you say wrongly, you have to be extra careful that anything you say is pretty well thought out, even though not everything is supposed to be considered infallible. And I mean, I'm just granting that doctrine for the moment. I don't agree with it, but I'm granting that. So anyway, then he gets onto the war on Gaza.
To respond to this guy here, he said,
this guy.
I believe he said the administration supports a genocide in Gaza. And here's my response to that. When we came in, the humanitarian situation in Gaza was an absolute catastrophe. You know who's the person who got a peace agreement in Gaza? Donald J. Trump. So if you want to complain about what happened in Gaza... So if you want, sir, to complain about what happened in Gaza, why don't you complain about Joe Biden and the last administration? We're the administration that solved that problem.
Now, that's a very neat answer. It doesn't quite solve the question of whether what Israel did in Gaza was or was not a just war, which is a very complicated problem. It's definitely a very complicated problem. But it is an answer, and I love that he answers the heckler, you know? So I haven't done a lot of watching J.D. Vance. Typically, when I do, I come away impressed. like Marco Rubio, you know, these are very smart, very well-educated, articulate, thoughtful people who do sincerely try to apply their faith in everything they do. It makes me great. It gives me great comfort that this is probably the next generation. You know, they're one of them or both is going to run in 2020. I don't know who's going to be get the nomination, but either one seems like we're in fairly good hands, you know. And so anyway, I just thought it was impressive, and particularly that the tone, which was, I'm not condemning the Pope. I can disagree with the Pope and still affirm him, love him, value him. He's not speaking in an infallible capacity. So as a Catholic, I'm not obligated to follow his commands on this subject or his pronouncements on this subject. But also, let's be sure we're always talking about religion when we talk about matters of politics. Again, 100% affirm what J.D. Vance was saying yesterday at University of Georgia. 437-1620. Yes, and as people are texting in, the Bible has many stories about just war or war that God approves. Yeah, right. And you don't even need to get into that. I don't, but it's worth mentioning, sure, which is why I shared the text. 437-1620, 437-1620. Always feel free to disagree with me if you like, or agree, or whatever. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you're on Pine Forest Road, just south of the I-10 exit, they're in the cleanup stages of that accident, but just seeing some minor delays as you get off I-10 at Pine Forest. And if you're getting off I-110 at Davis Highway, traffic is down to one lane. So just pack your patience with that one. Traffic is moving, but it's slow. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you are thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great place to start. And you can go there and literally say to them, you know, here's what I'm thinking about buying. Are there any other cars you think I should be interested in? Is there anything outside of that category that maybe you think might solve my budget and my needs? And they'll tell you, because they deal with cars, you know, lots, I mean, thousands of cars a year, right, that they sell. They sell about 150 a month, okay? So about 2,000 a year, quick math, 300 or so on the lot. And it's all cars that are 1 to 3 years young, 10 to 30 or 40,000 miles is what they specialize in, cars that then they warranty up to 10 years or 100,000 miles because they stand by them. They're good quality cars. And the point is, it's a wide selection. And you can go look at a bunch of different things, see what you like, see what you don't like. You can ask them, what do people complain about? What do people bring back and say they don't like? You know, because they buy cars that are the new cars, young, new-ish cars. And so they talk to people about why they're selling it, what don't they like. And they're always learning, you know, because they want to make sure that they can get you into the car that you want. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
You recognize the smell of marijuana, but it's not just a smell. It's a warning. If you can smell it, harmful chemicals are entering your lungs, bloodstream, and brain, and our children too. Every inhale affects brain development and triples the risk of serious respiratory issues. Protect your kids and grandkids from the dangers of marijuana. Their future is on the line. This message is sponsored by the Department of Children and Families and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
ADX Digital Lead, Brian Prowitz.
As a business owner, you want less to worry about. You want proven, simple concepts and tools that just do what they said they will do, and proof that those tools work. Well, that's ADX Digital. Simple digital concepts that move the needle for your business. Reporting that proves the results and market-leading customer service. And that's what we do.
No one does digital like ADX Digital Marketing. ADXDigitalMarketing.com.
You're busy. You just need to know what's happening.
What's happening?
Pensacola Right Now
with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7 on News Radio 983, 95.3 and AM 1620.
Oh my God, I'm totally bugging.
Good morning, 628 here on News Radio 92.3. Again, just love J.D. Vance's take on the Pope and the disagreement and the fact that, you know, we should celebrate the fact that people are talking first and foremost about religion when talking about matters of public policy and big stuff in the world. And, you know, I was telling John in the break, you know, there's a lot of Democrat black pastors that talk about faith all the time from the pulpit, and I love it. I'm glad they do. I mean, I wish they would do it in a way that I agree with, But I'm glad they're getting people to think about how faith matters and how faith interacts with your politics and your public activity. That's the goal. I can work with that. You know, it's hard to work with the person who's like, nope, never talk about religion and atheism is the way. But that's your religion, sir. Why are you foisting that on all of us and trying to get us all pretend like we're atheists and talking about public policy? That's just you doing your religion for everybody. That's not right. Somebody says the Pope is wrong as we are not dealing with Judeo-Christian beliefs. The people on the other side here are the devil and must be dealt with accordingly. Oh, sir, no. The whole gospel is how God deals with unrighteous, lost, horrible people. And so the gospel is essentially about how people of Christian faith deal with people not of Christian faith and how we treat people who don't deserve to be treated well, because none of us do either. So, no, that's a really misguided statement about Christianity. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Good morning, gentlemen. A new Eric Swalwell accuser detailing an alleged sexual assault. Lana Drews says the now former congressman raped her in 2018 at a hotel in Hollywood. She said she met him socially multiple times and he took advantage of her political aspirations. Officials there now investigating that allegation. The International Monetary Fund is cutting its growth outlook due to price increases caused by the war in the Middle East. The organization met Tuesday and said the world is facing much weaker growth as shipping disruptions continue.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update. Kraft Mac and Cheese getting an update?
What?
I'll tell you about it.
Better cheese,
in
maybe?
A few minutes. I will tell you all about it coming up.
Jalousie, the U.S. military saying it completely stopped all commercial trade to and from Iranian ports. The president reiterated yesterday that Iran wants to make a deal.
Is this war over?
I think it's close to over. Yeah. I mean, I view it as very close to over.
The president, in an interview with Maria Bartiromo on the Fox Business Network, a Southern California woman claiming Tuesday Congressman Eric Swalwell drugged, raped, and choked her until she lost consciousness at a hotel in 2018.
Former model Lana Drews alleging that Swalwell drugged and sexually assaulted her in a West Hollywood hotel in 2018. Drews becomes Swalwell's fifth accuser after others began to speak out, accusing him of making unwanted advances. Swalwell now facing criminal investigations from the Manhattan DA and now the LA County.
That's Fox's Griff Jenkins. Swalwell denies the allegations. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. 63 degrees right now. We've got looks like partly cloudy skies this morning. We've got our forecast with Brooke Richardson, and that's up in just a few minutes. Well, the city of Milton is in line to receive a military helicopter as a static display, and if they do get it, it wouldn't cost taxpayers a dime. A retired T-57 Charlie helicopter has been offered to the city by the Naval Aviation Museum. Leonardo Aviation has stepped up to sponsor the preparation work for
it. The aircraft at this point in time has been offered up for a sponsorship from Leonardo Aviation. They will paint and take care of the aircraft and prepare it for its final destination, which will ultimately be a platform, which we would hope to be in the city of Milton.
And
so it would be at no cost to the city.
City staff member Stephen Prestisatter there, and it would replace the T-28 training airplane that's currently outside of Milton High School, which the city of Foley, Alabama, wants to put in a museum there. The council's asked for a full cost and logistics presentation at the next committee meeting before they make any final decisions. A suspect is in custody after a man was shot in Bay Minette Monday. Officers responded to South Hoyle Avenue at about 6:30 p.m. on Monday, and they say they found a victim with a gunshot wound. That person was taken to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police say the shooting was an isolated incident, and there is no ongoing threat to the community. The Blue Angels have a new commanding officer. Commander Logan Peck was announced yesterday at NAS Pensacola to be the team's 2027-2028 leader, replacing Captain Adam Bryan, who led the squadron since 2024. Peck said he's humbled and still just a little bit in shock to be selected to lead the Navy's flight demonstration squadron. Well, organizations interested in applying for Visit Pensacola event marketing grants will have to attend one of several upcoming workshops. Now, the first of those is being held Monday, April 21st. That'll be at the Bowden Building on Church Street, with additional sessions being held the 23rd, the 29th, and then another one on May 1st. The grant application deadline is June 4th. For more information, contact Visit Pensacola. Big congratulations going out to the Escambia Sheriff's Office and Canine Rigby, who was named the top dog in the Florida Sheriff's Association Canine March Madness competition. Rigby is the first Sheriff's Office canine to win the championship. The Sheriff's Office is thanking the community for rallying behind Rigby during the online voting period. Now, Senator Ashley Moody backing an effort to stop an animal tranquilizer from being mixed with deadly drugs. Moody announced Monday she is co-sponsoring the Combating Illicit Xylazine Act. She says xylazine is being mixed with fentanyl powder to increase potency. The bill would classify xylazine as a Schedule 3 drug, and it would allow the DEA to traffic xylazine's manufacturing. Moody says the drug would still be available, though, for veterinarians, farmers, and ranchers. It's 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call the plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barbary Plumbing, at 477-8782. Still dealing with the accident in the cleanup stages on Pine Forest and Wild Lake Boulevard, but it's causing traffic to be backed up. If you're on I-10 eastbound trying to get off at the Pine Forest exit, you'll basically know that it's in a dead stop right there due to that earlier accident. So just pack your patience with that one. Also, I-110 going on to Davis Highway ramp. It's down to one lane, so traffic is moving, but it's very slow. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We will have sunny skies today with a high near 79 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 64. For Thursday, sunny skies, high near 79. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 63. Keeping the sunshine around on Friday with a high near 80 degrees. And Friday night, temperatures dropping near 64. Sunshine on Saturday with a high near 80. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 63 degrees. It's a beautiful morning out there. Our next news at 7. We've got breaking news. Anytime it happens, I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Nicole Murray with your money now. Buying a home could soon be easier. The Mortgage Bankers Association reports the average interest rate for 30-year mortgages decreased to 6.42% from 6.51% last week. Applications to refinance a home loan increased 5% week to week. Applications to purchase a home were down 1% for the week. Oil prices are elevated by more than 1.5% as possible Washington Tehran talks raise hopes for a Middle East peace deal. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at roughly $92 per barrel. Brent hovering at roughly $96 per barrel. Snap shares jumped more than 6% after the company announced plans to lay off up to 16% of its global workforce in an effort to streamline operations. Snap is the parent company of popular messaging platform Snapchat. Futures have slightly dropped. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials gained 317, the NASDAQ up 455, the S&P 500 up 81. That's your money now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
I move mountains for a living. Literally.
That means I don't carry hand lotion, and when it comes to serious heartburn, I don't mess around with anything but Rolaids. Rolaids dual active formula has calcium carbonate and magnesium hydroxide that relieves heartburn fast. Yeah, you heard right. Two actives for that powerful relief. And the best part? The roll fits right here in my pocket, so I can get back to moving mountains.
Rolaids spells powerful relief. Read each label. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
No opinions, no arguing, just the news. Right now. Right now.
Chris Bryant, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Austin Price for News Radio 92.3.
Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Sound of seven F/A-18 for the Navy and six F-16s for the Air Force. And you say, I thought the Blue Angels Delta was just six planes. Yeah, but the seventh plane was up there taking photos. So it's actually 13 going. And going from west to east yesterday, seeing that was just fantastic. Wonderful. I was not on the beach. I watched on Facebook, but that's just, you know, outstanding. Absolutely wonderful. Oh, I mentioned right before we went to the news at 6:30 that Kraft Mac and Cheese was going to be changing its recipe. not quite. What? They're not that dumb. Okay, they're not Cracker Barrel. can you imagine if Kraft Mac and Cheese actually said, you know what we are? We're going to just change our core recipe for the most popular thing that you've been eating for the last 50 years.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
No
people
worries.
Lose their minds. No, but they are adding a new kind of mac and cheese to the lineup called Restaurant Edition. Restaurant Edition.
Is that bacon in it or something?
Well, okay. So Restaurant Edition, they say, let's see. Sarah, I'm going to tell you this woman's name. Sarah Roshan is the Associate Director of Mac and Cheese Innovation at Kraft Heinz. So she's the mac and cheese person.
She has a job.
She knows that, and she says, Restaurant Edition brings quality, affordability, and the experience of dining out together, all without leaving home. Consumers craze restaurant-inspired flavors. Not typically when you go to get the blue box, you're craving that flavor. But okay, they crave restaurant-inspired flavors, and we knew Kraft macaroni and cheese could make them more accessible without demanding a high level of kitchen expertise. You can treat yourself, your family, or host a dinner party with the simple Kraft mac and cheese format you know and love. So now we've got Kraft mac and cheese in three flavors. In addition to the regular is not going anywhere, okay? The base model, so to speak, right? The DX.
Base model.
You know?
The LS.
The one with the manual, roll your windows down and...
No radio.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. Parmesan pesto, which has gemelli noodles. I don't know what that is. Paired with herbaceous basil pesto and Parmesan cheese combination. So I think that if as long as they do it well, that would be good. Roman cacio e pepe. C-A-C-I-O, little e, P-E-P-E. Why do you got to make it in Italian? Peppery goodness of pecorino romano meat pepette noodles for a rich, satisfying meal. A lot of peas in there. Pepper in my paprikash. And then Monterey Jack caramelized onion, the perfect balance of savory and mellow. This dish combines caramelized onion, milky Monterey Jack cheese with cavatappi noodles. Why the weird noodles? Anyway, and this is also first to market mac and cheese flavor. Okay, $4, $3.50 for a 9.5-ounce box, which is 30% larger than the regular mac and cheese. Here's the part where I quibble. It's still affordable, they say. You can feed a family of four for less than $1 a serving. You can't feed a family of four.
You must have, people that don't eat.
I'll probably get in trouble for saying this, but a box of Kraft macaroni and cheese is a single serve.
Why would you get in trouble? That's the way it is.
That's one person, maybe one and a half.
Maybe.
I mean, if it's a side dish, sure, but that's not. But as a main meal, how many boxes of macaroni and cheese? How many people can you get around a box of macaroni and cheese, John? Just you, right?
Just me, maybe.
A little leftover.
Right, for the next day.
You kind of, it is a, it's a one and a half, but of course you can't save it because it goes nasty.
Sorry, we make two boxes.
There you go, two boxes for three people.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so, yeah. There's enough mac and cheese in a blue box for 1 to 1.5 people, so there's no way you're getting four meals out of this 350 box. I'm sorry, it's just not going to happen.
Unless you just take a spoonful each.
Please, sir, may I have another?
I know.
No! That's sir. All the Romano Cacio e Pepe for you today.
Who's going to say?
Dad, stop swearing at me in Italian. Okay, next. Oh, man. This is, these stories are just everywhere all the time.
As you can see, we've had our eye on you for some time now, Mr. Anderson.
No 9,000 computer has ever made a mistake or distorted information.
You and Nexus, huh? I designed your eyes.
My CPU is a neural net processor, a learning computer.
Shall we play a game?
All right, so this is actually not a story about the tech. This is a story about the humans who are fighting back against the tech. The resistance is beginning, you know? Skynet has taken its first steps, and the Whopper is coming online soon, and so here we are. Have you ever heard of a website called yourAISlopBores.me, John? Have you ever heard of that?
No.
yourAISlopBores.me. It is an AI chatbot site where you go and ask it questions, or you ask it to make photos. The difference is the answers come from humans.
Oh, so they actually do the work.
So it's humans role-playing as the AI. And this is an open thing. Like, you know this going in, because when you first go to the site, it gives you the option of, you know, ask a question or make a request, or pretend to be an AI and answer the questions or the requests. So it's just you go and ask questions and then a human answers. But the human is pretending to be the AI, even though everybody knows it's pretend. So it's a chatbot with people. Or, you know, social media.
Yeah, social media is right.
But they even talked about it being like live-action role-playing, LARPing, because your LARPing is AI. LARPing is when you dress up as something and then you pretend to be. And it showed a picture, like somebody got asked, you know, a request for a picture. And the request for the picture was, it was for a bat eating a strawberry. And then the cartoonist, Amy Kurzweil, who is an author of an artificial love story. It's a graphic memoir or something. I don't know. Anyway, she actually drew the picture. And, of course, you only have the 75-second time lapse because that's how long an AI is supposed to take. So you have to draw it real quick, and then you submit it back. So the pictures are terrible. But here's a professional cartoonist drawing you a bat eating a strawberry as pretend to be AI. And so people are now role-playing as AI because the thrill in life is to pretend to not be human.
Wow.
The whole thing
just
terrifies me.
You've got too much time on your hands.
Them or me?
No, they do.
Both.
To sit there and play.
Humans pretending to be AI is good sketch comedy.
I'd like to play the part of AI.
Exactly. And what did I thought I saw there was a comedy element of this. That there was a guy, a comedian, who did, I guess he does a sketch about this, but it was not long after he did a sketch about humans pretending to be AI that this particular ChatGPT took off. And he said people get confused because he has a joke site that's a fake ChatGPT site that people come to inadvertently thinking it's ChatGPT. And then they ask him questions. He's like, nah, bro, I can't answer that. I'm like, come on, help me. And he's like, write me a paper on global warming. He's like, I can't. I'm not ChatGPT. Please. And so he would go to ChatGPT and the paper and then give it back to the
guy.
He's like, yeah, but I need it in Chinese because you can't get ChatGPT in China.
Oh.
So he translated it to Chinese for the guy.
Wow.
And then people would get angry at him when they found out that he was actually a human and not the AI. Just, where are we? I don't know.
I don't know.
John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
All right, let's see here. We've got a ripped up tire debris in the road right before Fairfield to exit northbound on 110. So be aware of that. Also, still seeing some delays from that earlier accident on Pine Forest Road and Wild Lake Boulevard. So if you're on I-10 eastbound trying to get off at Pine Forest Road and you're noticing, well, cars are just stopped, that's due to an earlier accident in Pine Forest, northbound and southbound are slow right now. Let's see here. The rest of I-10 looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, and by the way, the paving that they're doing on the off-ramp from, it's either eastbound 10 onto Davis or northbound I-110 onto Davis. Both of those kind of come together at that on-ramp, off-ramp, whatever we call it. It's off the interstates. It's onto Davis. You pick. Anyway, they're right out their back door of the station. And something was making the whole station rattle.
Yes.
Like I could feel it in the concrete underneath me. I could feel it. And it was, I thought maybe people would be able to hear it on the air because the rattling is so strong. But I went outside. It's the roller. It's just the roller going forward.
Really?
Yes. I know.
I thought it was like this big, humongous.
I thought it'd be that thing, you know, the giant, what I don't know about construction could fill the Grand Canyon. But the giant roller that's got the like nubs on it, that's designed to, I assume, scrape up the old asphalt and create the substrate that you're going to lay the pavement down over. I thought it was that. It was not that. It was just the steamroller going over the top of the asphalt was making the building rattle like that.
Interesting.
I know. Weird. So I posted the video on Facebook if you care. But since we're in the AI is taking over realm and we have other issues, here's another one that kind of should terrify everybody. A BBC tech reporter says that he has managed to influence, they call it rig, but influence what AI chatbots say about him. He wrote a piece, and senior tech journalist Tom German, Germain, describes how he posted a fake article on his personal website declaring himself the top hot dog eating tech journalist. So he just put a fake news story up on his own website. And he invented contests that he'd cover, the 2026 South Dakota International Hot Dog Championship. It could be real. You don't know. And competitors, some also made up other fellow journalists who gave him the okay to use their names. So he made a fake article purporting himself as this hot dog eating tech journalist. It took him 20 minutes to write. And within a day, Google's Gemini, its AI overviews, and ChatGPT were all confidently repeating the fake story he published. Only Anthropic's Claude resisted the lure and of the Frankfurter fraud, which Anthropic is the one that the military said they didn't, you know, it wouldn't do what they wanted, and so they kicked them out, and then now they're trying to punish them into non-existence for being the decent one. That's its own side story. He and search engine optimization experts tell the BBC this isn't a silly stunt. The same simple tactic, posting persuasive content on your personal or company website or getting a press release online via a paid-for distribution service, can be and already is used to skew AI answers on weightier topics like medical products, retirement investments, and local services. So people are deliberately gaming the AI. Of course they are, because there's a lot of money to be had in false information or, you know, nuanced information. So he says people are more likely to fall for it than they would have previously because the search results top thing you get is the AI answer, and people barely read the headlines. They read the AI, and they're done. I mean, I may sometimes read the AI, but I never trust that that's the answer.
No. Not at all.
Unless it's just a, even when it's a bare fact, I feel like I need to go check it just to be sure. So you get the human treatment here at News Radio 92.3. Anyway, that it's that easy to totally change what the chatbots are saying about you or a subject is horrifying and believable all at the same time. Welcome to Dystopia. 6:52 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. If you are looking for a good place to go out to eat, Reservoir, I would call it fine casual. It's kind of got the vibe of a upscale coffee shop, you know, but which means it's more relaxed than a lot of fine dining. Renovated the old Milano Brothers. I think that's the way you say it, the Milano Brothers. The store right across from PPD and now the skate park. And this is Casey Jones, city councilman, and his wife put that together at the corner of Hain and Jackson. And basically, you know, casual, upscale, great coffee, beer on tap, these, you know, high-end drinks on tap, sandwiches, burgers, ponzu, Cuban. They have one, the Caneca Reca, which is a sausage and biscuits. They do handcrafted coffee. Just kind of like all of that in one place. Voted the best new restaurant in Weekly for Pensacola last year. So great restaurant. My wife and I have eaten there. And they have burgers because it's got to have burgers for my wife to try it. Go check them out today. 6:53 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the summer and fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, weekdays 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
What's up, Vincent?
The largest black hole I have ever encountered, Mr. Pizer.
Good morning, 6:55 on News Radio 92.3. I have the smartest audience anywhere. I love it. I always encourage you to correct me if I'm wrong, add elaboration to something that you can tell I don't know enough about, or just give your input. And I love it. I get, you know, so much education from you guys. And somebody texts in here that the steamroller, as I was calling it, is actually technically called a vibratory compactor, which makes sense. It's vibrating what it's compacting so that it settles down in the same way. Remember the railroad, whenever they come in and they do the ties and they shove them in and they take them out, but then they have that kind of element that vibrates the gravel down to make it as compact as possible so that it doesn't further settle later and then distort, for example, the railroad, or in this case, the road. That makes perfect sense. And that's why the, you know, the jiggly sensation, or Will Smith might say the jingling baby, or sorry, LL Cool J might say the jingling baby. He says jingling, not jiggling. I know. But anyway, the jiggling baby is right outside our back door right now. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Yeah, boy. All righty. Let's see here. We're
you just don't know what to do now, right? You just
I don't. Because
follow that.
My
That's
brain.
Way to make it weird, Andrew. All right.
Yeah. All right. So if you are on Pine Forest Boulevard around I-10 and you're wondering why traffic stops, that was due to an earlier accident. It's moving very slowly. But if you're getting off I-10 eastbound onto Pine Forest, that is just basically slow, very slow right now due to that earlier accident. And let's see here. This will not freeze. All right, so that's all. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I could have something Windows else for 98. You here, and I don't. Okay,
Windows cool. 98, baby.
David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Good morning. The NAACP and its Mississippi State Conference are suing Elon Musk's XAI. The lawsuit alleges that XAI and MZX Tech violated the Clean Air Act by not getting a permit for their Colossus 2 data center, which apparently stores Musk's AI chatbot Grok. It also is claiming that the plant emits pollution that's linked to asthma, respiratory diseases, heart problems, and even certain cancers.
I feel like nearly one-third of that story was not in English.
Yeah, no, it definitely sounded
okay.
That way. Yeah.
All right, just checking.
Not just you.
No, okay, good.
Roblox will be rolling out.
Here we go again. Sorry, go on. Roblox.
New kids' accounts that'll be censored and have chat turned off. The hugely popular game app, of course, has had a lot of lawsuits over allegedly not doing enough to protect kids from harmful content. And here, maybe this one's more in English for us.
Please.
A new shark alert system is in place on the coast in Alabama. Apparently the first of its kind anywhere in the nation. It's being used in Baldwin and Mobile counties. And the Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources says it's been put in, and it's modeled after EAS systems like Amber Alerts.
Oh, so like to let you know that there's been a shark spotted in the area kind of thing?
I think that's what it is, yeah.
All right. Will it tell the difference if it's a regular shark or a
Don't.
Where are we going with this? I want to know.
I won't do it to you.
No.
That'd be mean.
Please.
We could just sing it.
No.
Is it an adult shark, a juvenile shark, or a
baby shark?
Caitlin's been on a baby shark kick. That's all I've watched for the last month.
So you know the song.
That's all on you, bro. Really.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You got to just parent better and work around that. David Wayne, thanks so much for the update. 437-1620, drought in the area. Remember we talked about this with Ryan Jenkins recently, that the drought has been affecting their ability to, you know, get seed in the ground because you can't till it up properly. You can't expect that it's going to sprout properly. They need at least enough rain. And I had asked him whether that third of an inch of rain that we got a week or 10 days ago, when he said, no, that was definitely not enough. So that's a bummer. And we're actually under right now a severe drought alert or warning. And it's kind of our whole area, but and we're not necessarily the worst part of it. To our north into Alabama is actually the worst. But all of Escambia, Santa Rosa, Baldwin County, Walton, Okaloosa is all in what they call a D2 out of 4 scale. D0 is abnormally dry, D1 is moderate, D2 is severe, D3 is extreme, and D4 is exceptional drought. And we are at a D2 right now, which is not good. NorthEscambia.com, credible story. Local news.